You are Locked On Raiders, your daily Oakland Raiders podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Just win.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
What's up, Raider Nation? Welcome into another episode of the Locked On Raiders podcast. I'm your boy Q. You know you can find me on Twitter all the time, at your boy Q254. It is a Wednesday, so it's a crossover Wednesday. Looking forward to the edition that I'm going to have today. Going to be talking to Cody Rourke from Locked On Broncos. Talked to him earlier in the season. Going to talk to him again about this Monday night matchup and feeling good about it, man. And I love talking to Cody. He's a really good dude and, you know, covers the NFL like a glove, covers the Broncos like a glove, but he just knows what he's talking about. So he's fun to talk to. Going to definitely be talking to him in just a few minutes. Matter of fact, I'm sure I'm going to have a hell of a conversation with him. So I'm going to get to him in this segment, in segment number two, and probably segment number three as well. If not in segment number three, then I'll have some calls from the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. But like I said, I'm going to get things going quick, fast, and in a hurry with my man Cody because he's really, really good and really fun to talk to, and I think you'll enjoy it. So we're going to get to that in a quick minute. Before I get into that, though, I want to drop the biggest piece of news that came out about the Raiders on Tuesday was Gabe Jackson being placed on IR. Offensive lineman Gabe Jackson, he's on IR. His season's over. He's a stud guard. He's been a stud with the team ever since he was drafted. And because of a major elbow injury, he's out for the rest of 2018. That's a major blow to the Raiders' O-line, which is already a mess. So there were some other transactions made. Guys released. Emmanuel Lemur, who cares? Defensive back Rico Gafford, who cares? Defensive tackle Gabe Wright, who cares? Those guys, they were brought up on the practice squad. Lemur was let go, and Gafford and Wright were brought up from the practice squad. But either way, like I said, who cares? Gabe Jackson's the big news. He was a big loss, but it is what it is, and kind of knew that the way Gruden was talking that it was a possibility he was going to be done for the season. So some major players out for the rest of 2018, and there's two more games left, and so you hope that Derek Carr does not get killed behind that suspect offensive line. So that was the news and notes that I wanted to give to you before I got into the crossover edition. And I'll be doing the crossover edition with my man Cody Rourke from Locked On Broncos. You know, without further ado, here's Cody Rourke and myself.
Once again, we have another Locked On Podcast Network crossover series. It is Crossover Wednesday, and we have a very, very big show today because on Monday Night Football, you have the Broncos traveling to Oakland to take on the Raiders in what could be the last game the Raiders ever play at Oakland Coliseum. This is going to be a huge game. Not only Christmas Eve, we're all going to be excited for Christmas the next day, but hey, you know what? We get the gift of Broncos, Raiders football, AFC West divisional rivalry, and so it's Locked On Broncos and Locked On Raiders. I'm the host of Locked On Broncos, Cody Rourke. You can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL, and I'm joined by the host of Locked On Raiders, your boy Q. Q, how's it going, my man? It's been a while.
Yeah, it really has been a while, and I'll tell you right now, when you mentioned the fact that it could be the very last game played in the Oakland Coliseum, it just kind of sent a chill up my neck. Even though it's something that all the Raider Nation has been talking about, something I've been talking about a lot on my podcast alone, but man, oh man, just hearing those words kind of gives me a chill, like, yeah, he's right. It could absolutely be the last game played in Oakland, and I really don't know how to feel about that. But yeah, it's very interesting, and what a fitting way. If it is going to be the last game played in the Oakland Coliseum, why not be against the division-hated, Denver Broncos?
Absolutely, and I think for both Broncos and the Raiders, I mean, the last couple of weeks there have been some major bombshells in the media in terms of some storylines occurring with both teams, so that definitely serves for an interesting dynamic. But today's episode of this show for both Locked On Broncos, Locked On Raiders is brought to you by our good friends over there at DraftKings. Now, on today's episode of the Locked On Broncos Locked On Raiders crossover series. Segment number one, we're going to talk a little bit about when the Oakland Raiders have the ball, what can we expect from both the Broncos defense and that Raiders offense in this matchup? Last time these two teams played, Derek Carr, it's like he couldn't miss a throw. He was quick, very efficient. He was 19 for 23 at halftime passing. That was unheard of, and they obviously have a very tough matchup on the road for the Broncos to go there as well. Segment number two, when the Broncos and Case Keenum have the ball on offense, what can we see from the Broncos offense and the Raiders defense? In segment number three, we're going to give some of our keys to the game, what each team has to do in order to come out with a chance to win this game. Christmas Eve, Monday Night Football, big, big game. So Q, let's not waste any time, my man. Derek Carr, the Oakland Raiders offense, they've got the ball. A lot has changed throughout the season, a lot of struggles, a lot of ups and downs, I'd say, for both teams. But offensively for the Raiders, Derek Carr hasn't been the worst part of their problems. And
no.
He's definitely had an improved year compared to that 2016 year he had with Bill Musgrave, where he was an MVP candidate, essentially. So what, since the last time these two teams met, where Derek Carr absolutely just went crazy on the Broncos defense, what can we expect to see from them in this offense against this Broncos defense?
Well, you know, it's funny because that first game that the Raiders played against the Broncos, Derek Carr had a good game, like you mentioned already a couple times, and he was very inconsistent early in the season. And now it seems like he's got a lot better grasp of what John Gruden wants him to do. So now he's doing a lot better. You see him being more consistent. Look, he hasn't thrown an interception in 9 games. I mean, that's pretty impressive. And I know a lot of Raider fans are like, yeah, whatever, but they're not winning. I get it. But he hasn't thrown an interception in 9 games. I mean, that's not something to shake a stick at. I mean, that's actually at a pretty impressive stat as far as I'm concerned. And so he's getting better. He's showing John Gruden that actually he's the franchise quarterback. He's the guy moving forward, that you don't have to go out and draft a quarterback. You don't have to go out and trade for a veteran. I could be your guy. He's proven that, at least in my eyes, he's proven that he is the guy just because he's continued to get better and better and better each and every week. And no, the Raiders aren't winning games, but look, we all know it's a real crazy, strange season in Oakland right now, and it is what it is. Now, on offense, when, you know, Derek Carr has the ball and the Raiders have the ball, it's really crazy because there's not big names out there. You know, Amari Cooper, he's now in Dallas. Marshawn Lynch, he's on the IR. He's not coming back this season. I mean, there's you know, Martavis Bryant, he's on the IR. I mean, there's so many names that just aren't there that you wonder, well, how's he going to beat you? Well, Jared Cook, tight end, he's having a career season, and he's having an awesome season. And for some reason, Derek Carr has a really good rapport with him, and he's on cue with him at all times. You know, he just knows exactly where that guy's going to be at all times. A guy that I don't like, a guy that I wish was not on the roster, Seth Roberts, he's actually on the same page with Derek Carr. And you've seen over the past few weeks, Seth Roberts has had good games. Jordy Nelson looks like he's getting healthier. He's getting on the same page with Derek Carr, and he's starting to show a little something. It's funny, even though the Raiders are losing games, you could see improvement. So even though I know, hey, there's not going to be a playoff run, they're not trying to win the AFC West, they're not doing any of that, I'm looking for small victories here and there. And what I mean by that is just improvement within the team. So in 2019, I think that this team may be able to compete. And right now, offensively, that's what I'm seeing. Jalen Richard in the backfield, he's catching a lot of passes out of the backfield, and he's doing some big things. He's actually the number two receiver as far as the Raiders go right now statistically. So between Jared Cook and Jalen Richard, those are the main weapons. And even Doug Martin, a guy that I believe I told you is old and slow and I never want to see him on the field, he's even contributing. So it's funny, man. It just seems like everyone's kind of buying in to John Gruden's system, at least everyone who's there right now. And you could see where this could be successful as long as they continue to improve.
Absolutely. And from the outside, too, you know, being a Broncos fan, being a guy that covers the National Football League, you know, I tend to look at things with a different eye just for football. And what John Gruden has done, you know, obviously, you know, Reggie McKenzie was relieved of his duties as general manager. I went through and I looked at this Raiders team, and I felt as if the moves that John Gruden has made, surely in the national media, people are saying, what is going on? What is he doing? But realistically, I'm feeling like deep down, he's like, look, we have a plan, and it's not a 1-year plan. This is a 2 to 3 year to 4 year plan that we're trying to build for the organization going forward. And I think the Raiders have the talent there. They have the quarterback that they need. Now, can they get some guys going defensively? You know, obviously, I think the biggest question mark was obviously getting rid of Khalil Mack. That was a head scratcher for a lot of people. But the question is, what are they doing to build defensively? We'll talk about that in segment number two. But you mentioned Jared Cook being Derek Carr's favorite target right now. They've got a good chemistry going. You know, he's a reliable target for him. The Broncos have struggled defensively in covering tight ends. Like, they did a better job on Saturday against the Browns and David Njoku, but really against a guy like Jared Cook, we saw what the 49ers and George Kittle did to the Broncos. That was something when we look at the Broncos, that's been their kryptonite. They've given up big explosive plays, and Jared Cook is one of those guys. Seth Roberts is one of those guys. The Broncos defensively without Chris Harris Jr., without, you know, some of those guys, that's going to be pivotal. You're going to see a lot of Tremaine Brock. You're going to see a lot of Isaac Yadam. You're even going to see some more Jamar Taylor, who did get ejected from the game. So you have to wonder if he might be suspended for this next week. Not too sure about that yet. We'll be obviously playing the media as well. But the Broncos defensively, it's their strong suit. The offense for them has really struggled to get going. Von Miller just eclipsed, you know, 14.5 sacks on the season. Bradley Chubb sitting at 12. And Bradley Chubb, you know, with two games remaining, if he can get 3 sacks, he'll break Yvonne Curse's rookie record for a sack. So, I mean, there's just a lot of different dynamics for this Broncos defense against this Raiders offense. And one of the things that I look at with this is the quick passing game. You know, we see it on the All-22 film with Derek Carr. He's getting the ball out of his hands quickly. He's not staring down receivers. He's not making those mistakes he made the first couple years of his career. He's really evolved, and I think he's taken the next step despite so much criticism and adversity over the years, despite not having all the weapons that I felt were necessary to support him as a player. You know, you're starting to see some players emerge. You see Derek Carr playing with some more confidence. So this is going to be an interesting matchup. And how much do you anticipate that the Raiders are going to game plan for the Broncos defense by utilizing the tight end and Jared Cook in different sets? Because he had a pretty good start against the Broncos in that first matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that Jared Cook, you're going to see him early and you're going to see him often. You know, he's less than 150 yards away from 1,000 yards receiving, and that would be a monumental season for Jared Cook, a guy who's been in the league for 10-plus seasons. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's really hungry for this, and I think that he's proving that he could be the guy, and he's looking for a big payday. I mean, you know, there's motivation everywhere. There's reasons why guys go out and bust their tail. One, they want to win games. Two, they want to put up big numbers so they can go and get that big payday. Jared Cook's been in the league long enough where he wants one more big payday. He'll be a free agent after this season. So I think that he's out there and he's really showing everything he can trying to get one more big paycheck. And I think he's going to get it this season this offseason just based off what he's done this season. So I think that the Broncos are going to get hit with Jared Cook a lot because, like you mentioned, you know, they've had an issue covering the tight end, and he has been the most reliable receiver for Derek Carr. They're on the same page, and I love the way not only he catches the ball, but he finishes the run. He finishes the run strong. I mean, he puts his head down, and he's just ready to run over somebody. He's really feisty. He's even got into it on the sideline with his own Raider teammates. I mean, he has. He just got that nasty to him, you know, and that's the kind of guy. It's almost one of those throwback-type players from the old-school Raiders, just a guy that you know is just nasty, you know, and he's nasty for no reason, but he does it. And so I really like the way that his game has evolved from what he was last year to who he is this year. He's just doing things. He'll catch the ball. He'll turn up field. He'll get 5 or 6 yards. And when you think he's about to bounce out of bounds, all of a sudden he'll hit you, or he'll lower his shoulder and he'll get another 5 or 6 yards, or maybe 8 yards, or maybe he'll break the tackle and go for the distance. You know what I mean? He's just been really fun to watch. And he's been inspirational, as far as I'm concerned, for the other players around him. Like, hey, if I can do this, you sure can do this, because you got a lot to play for as well. So I think you're going to get hit with a lot of Jared Cook early and often. I think this is a game where he could potentially have 100-plus yards. The key to this game, as far as I'm concerned, and the success of the Raiders offense, is if they could find a way to keep Von Miller and Bradley Chubb off of Derek Carr, because that has been the Achilles heel of the Raiders. They have rookie tackles on each end, Brandon Parker on the right side, Colton Miller on the left side, and right now they are not playing good ball, and that is not good for Derek Carr's safety as far as Von Miller and Bradley Chubb is concerned.
Yeah, and Von Miller definitely likes going against Derek Carr. They're very competitive. I think Von Miller every year sends a bottle of wine to all of his AFC West quarterbacks.
All right, so that was segment number one right there. That was just one part of my talk with Cody Rourke from Locked On Denver Broncos, or Locked On Broncos. A good dude right there, and having a lot of fun with this interview. So we're going to get into segment number two in just a few minutes. But like he said, this podcast is brought to you by DraftKings. And we all know on Monday, the Raiders have a huge showdown with Denver. This single game could go a long way in determining if the Raiders could secure the first pick in the NFL draft. And you already know it could go a long way for you to win huge cash prizes. That's right, single game fantasy football is the newest way to play at DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy football. Check this out. If you've been thinking about trying DraftKings, right now is the time. DraftKings is taking fantasy football from just 1 week to just one game. That makes it even easier to draft your lineup. All you have to do is draft six players from the Broncos-Raiders game. One captain and five other players. So check this out. You can go with like value with Daniel Carlson or star power with my man Jared Cook, who I'm going to talk greatly about in this podcast. It's that simple. Six players from one game. Just stay under the salary cap and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Go to DraftKings.com right now or download the app. Use code LOCKEDON to enter a single game fantasy football contest for free this week with your first deposit and compete for your share of over $1 million in total prizes. That's code LOCKEDON only at DraftKings. The game inside the game. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Second part of my conversation with Cody Rourke from Locked On Broncos is coming up next. Right here on the Locked On Raiders podcast.
You are Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Oakland Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we are back again. Locked On Raider podcast, segment number two on this crossover Wednesday. Talking Broncos, talking Raiders, talking Monday Night Football at the Oakland Coliseum with my man Cody Rourke from Locked On Broncos. Here's part two of our conversation.
Alrighty, we are back as well. So we're in this matchup, Q. You know, we're talking about the Broncos Raiders AFC West divisional rivalry. These two teams, they hate each other, but at the same time, there's always that mutual respect at the end of the game. But the buildup for the game, it's Raider week for the Broncos players. It's Bronco week for the Raiders players. And in this matchup, the Raiders defense throughout this year, they've struggled in stopping the run. Joe Mixon had a really big day. The Broncos have had a lot of success with Phillip Lindsay running the ball. He had a big, big run against the Raiders in that first matchup that they had. And then they did a little bit more to kind of contain him a little bit in that second half. And really, the Broncos were playing from behind at that point, and they had to find a way to pass the ball. Case Keenum, he's played well. He hasn't turned the ball over as much, but he had a two-interception game this last week against the Browns, and that's really hurt that the Broncos offensively, they haven't had, you know, Emmanuel Sanders, who was out with an injury. They don't have Demaryius Thomas anymore, who's now with the Houston Texans. They're relying on young guys, Cortland Sutton, rookie guy at SMU, who is their primary guy to go to. However, teams are putting a safety over the top of him. And you have Deshaun Hamilton emerging, Tim Patrick stepping up big time for the Broncos. And you have, you know, Brian Parker, Matt LaCosse at the tight end position. But NFL defenses have kind of found a way without Emmanuel Sanders to keep them honest. They're just playing man coverage on the wide receivers. They're stacking the box. They're pinching down the interior gaps, and they're playing edge contain very, very hard. And Phillip Lindsay hasn't been able to do what he's been able to do the last couple of weeks. 2 weeks in a row, he's had a struggle. 24 yards against the Browns, 30-something yards, you know, in the previous week against the 49ers. In this matchup, you know, Phillip Lindsay's just several yards away from eclipsing 1,000 yards. Obviously got elected to his first ever Pro Bowl. First ever undrafted offensive player in NFL history gets selected to a Pro Bowl. His storyline's been huge, but going against this Raiders defense, what does it look like now for the Raiders defensively? Where are they struggling at? Obviously, they had Derek Johnson at the beginning of the year. What can we expect to see from the Raiders defensively in this matchup against the Broncos and Cortland Sutton and Phillip Lindsay?
Well, I'll tell you right now that the run is something that the Raiders have struggled with. I mean, you mentioned Joe Mixon. He had about 82 of his 100-and-something yards that he had. He had about 82 of them in the first half in the game against the Bengals. And so he was able to get off early. But later, they were kind of able to adjust. They were able to find their way and kind of slow him down and even did pretty well defensively in the second half. They didn't do very well in the first half as far as defense goes against the Bengals. But, yeah, that run, man, that run defense is something that the Raiders have struggled to stop. They've really struggled to contain the running back, and that's something that's gone back with the Raiders for years. This is not just a new thing for them. It's not just this year. It's not last year. This has just been one of those things that's consistent with the Oakland Raiders. They've always struggled to stop the run, and it's maddening. And, you know, Phillip Lindsay, like you mentioned, he's had a great season going to his first Pro Bowl. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, like, this whole offense is going to go through him. As long as he can get going and get rolling, you know, then they have a chance to succeed. The Raiders, they want to be able to shut down the run and make Case Keenum beat them through the air, because if they have to throw the ball, if Case Keenum has to throw the ball early and often, then the Raiders feel like they can at least come up with a turnover or something. But as far as that defense goes, it's not that good. It's kind of opportunistic, or if that's the right word. They take advantage of opportunities. Like, they'll be a third and long, and they'll be able to, you know, give up 6 yards or 7 yards and make a team punt. They're not a shutdown defense at all. They're not very good defense at all, matter of fact. But if they have an opportunity to go ahead and play the sticks, or, you know, they get you in a good position and they're able to turn you over. You know, the Raiders were able to cause a couple turnovers last week against the Bengals, and that worked in their favor. But if they're able to do that, then they're more successful, but they're just not a very sound defense. You're not going to get what you get. You're not going to get, you know, consistency every single time they're out there, and they're terrible as far as the pass rush goes. They're 32nd in the league right now. The Raiders only have 12 sacks on the season.
And in this matchup, too, you're going to see former Bronco Clinton McDonald. How has he been for the Broncos in regards to this? Because last time we talked, we did a crossover this year at the beginning of the year. There were two players on both the Broncos and the Raiders that are no longer on there anymore. We were talking about Marquette King and talking about Bruce Irvin. These two guys are on the team. They had hatred for each other, and we were expecting to see, you know, based on all the talk, that we were expecting to see a penalty on Bruce Irvin the first time that Marquette King came out to punt. Obviously, those teams are now gone, but the former ties for the Broncos that is on the Raiders, he's behind Arden Key. How has Clinton McDonald been, despite them being ranked 32nd in the pass rush?
You know, he's been okay. You know, he's really been okay. He's actually helped out a lot more in stopping the run, really. And then they bring him in sometimes offensively and kind of use him as a fullback, you know. So he's been kind of doing a couple different things. So Clinton McDonald has actually been okay. I didn't think he was a big pickup when they signed him and put him on the roster. But, I mean, for a team that is struggling to find out what fits and what doesn't fit, he's been okay. But then again, you can look up and down the roster and say, well, what about this guy? What about this guy? What about this guy? What about this guy? Yeah, they're all been okay. I mean, it's just when you're 3-11, nobody's been great.
Yeah, I know what that's like. You know, the Broncos really had some struggles this year. Good start, started off 2-0, had a tough comfort behind victory over the Raiders at Broncos Stadium at Mile High earlier on in the year. And really from there, I think both teams have had their pillar of struggles, because at one point at the beginning of the year, the Raiders looked very impressive. They were efficient on offense. They were getting the ball quickly. You know, Jordy Nelson had one game where he had over 100 yards receiving in the first quarter, and a lot of people were thinking, oh my gosh, you know what, this Raiders team, they're looking very competitive. The same thing with the Broncos. The Broncos at the beginning of the year, you know, they were competing with Kansas City. They're competing with the LA Rams. And then all of a sudden, you know, things just started going downhill. You give up 200 plus yards to George Kittle in the first half against the 49ers. You play, you know, you lose to the Browns, you turn the ball over at home, you have these games where you struggle, you go to New York and lay a complete egg, get blown out big time there. Things like that have just kind of defined this Broncos season. But I think for both organizations, there will be change. And one of the matchups I'm looking forward to seeing is how, obviously, Darryl Worley or Gerrion Conley match up with some of these Broncos wide receivers, and how some of these rookie wide receivers might match up with them. Because, you know, that's one of the things is, as a rookie in the NFL, a wide receiver, you've got to grow a little bit. You know, Cortland Sutton's route running has to develop a little bit more. He's more so the guy they like to throw the jump ball to.
Right.
That's been his bread and butter. So really for, you know, the Broncos is consistency. Can he find a way to obviously generate catches in traffic? Can he catch it across the middle of the field? I think that we're going to see the Broncos test that out, but Case Keenum has to have a bounce back game. And, you know, it's going to be tough going on the road into enemy territory, you know, when you have a tough game at home, you know, against the Browns, you know. So going on the road, playing the Raiders, it's always going to be a tough game and divisional matchup.
All right, there it was right there. Part two of my conversation with my man Cody Rourke from Locked On Broncos. Having a real good, fun conversation. I told you guys earlier in the week that it was going to be a lot more fun than what I had to deal with last week with Locked On Bengals. And again, not disrespecting them, but man, Cody Rourke, he brings the heat. He always is accessible. It's just a lot of fun to talk to him. And sometimes it's not as easy with everybody else. So part three of my conversation, because this is how we get down. We continue to roll. This is what we do on this Crossover Wednesday. That's coming up next. I thought I was going to play some calls off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, but it's all good. I'll save that for Thursday. Coming up next is part three of my conversation with Cody Rourke. Before I get into that, though, I want to tell you about Action Heat. Action Heat, they make the world's best battery-heated clothing. Heat on demand at the touch of a button. Control your environment with Action Heat. Action Heat clothing is engineered to safely and efficiently deliver heat via heating panels similar to a heated car seat. They can reach temperatures up to 135 degrees and are powered by a rechargeable 5-volt lithium-ion battery that lasts up to 12 hours on each charge. Action Heat batteries can also be used to recharge your phone or any other gadget while you're wearing them. Perfect for any friends or family on your holiday gift list. Great for anyone who works outdoors, skiers, snowboarders, or anybody that loves the outdoors or hates being cold. Cody Rourke, who's in Denver, who's probably freezing cold right now, could probably use some Action Heat. Right now, Action Heat's got a special deal for all Locked On Raider podcast listeners. Save up to 20% off your entire order. Just go to actionheat.com/lockedon to check out everything Action Heat has to offer. That's actionheat.com/lockedon, or use the coupon code LOCKEDON at checkout to save 20%. All you do is stay toasty warm while you enjoy all your outdoor activities this winter with Action Heat. And of course, we thank them for sponsoring the Locked On Raiders podcast. Segment number three is up next.
You are Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Oakland Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Raider Nation, what up? Segment number three of the Locked On Raider Podcast on this Wednesday. It's a crossover edition. Cody Rourke at Cody Rourke NFL. He's from Locked On Broncos. We're talking right now Monday Night Football, Broncos and Raiders, and having a good time. This is actually part three of our conversation on this crossover Wednesday.
All right, Q, we're kind of getting here towards the grind here. Obviously, Monday Night Football approaching us here in several days. Players, obviously, a lot of preparation left for this matchup. You know, it's a home game, so the Raiders don't have to travel to cold Denver where it's probably, you know, the forecast is snow on Christmas Eve. They get to go to the West Coast a little bit. They get a hometown, and we talked about that. There's a lot of emotion possibly riding on this game for the Raiders, possibly being the last time they play at Oakland Coliseum. So there's going to be a lot of different storylines for this matchup, but really for each team to be successful, I'll give a quick one on the Broncos here in a little bit, but I want to hear from you. For the Oakland Raiders to win this game against the Broncos on Monday Night Football, what is it that they have to do in order to put themselves in the best chance to come out on top with a victory?
Well, they got to start off fast. They can't start off sleepwalking like they did against the Bengals. And look, they were on the East Coast and they had a 10 a.m. West Coast start, and those starts are never good for the Raiders. Anytime that it's a 10 a.m. West Coast start, it seems like they just always are a shell of themselves and they don't wake up till like halftime. They need to start fast. They need to get off to a early start and be successful so they can continue to pound the rock. They need to be able to run the ball successfully. They only had 68 yards rushing against the Bengals. That's not going to cut it. They've got to be able to get off. Doug Martin's got to get off. Jalen Richard's got to get off. I don't care how you run the ball, but you have to successfully run the ball and set yourself up, set your offense up for third and short. You just have to. There's no way that you're going to succeed if you're always in third and eight, third and nine, third and 10, or worse. You just can't do that. Too many times, that's going to fail. So they have to get off to an early start. They have to play sound football, and they have to know where they're at. And this is, and what I mean by where they're at, and you said it, this could be the last game played by the Raiders in the Oakland Coliseum. So the Oakland Raiders, everyone who puts on that black jersey on Monday night has to know where they're at. They have to know who's in the stands, who's screaming and yelling for them, who's represented on that torch that's lit up before the game starts. You know, they have to represent for the city of Oakland, for Raider Nation. This game has to mean more than just another football game and collecting another paycheck. This has to be personal. So for the Raiders to go out and get a victory over the Broncos, they need to come out with that mentality that, Cody, you just came to my house and you try to disrespect me and you think you're going to whoop me in my own front yard and I'm not going to have it. That's the kind of mentality they got to come out with. I don't care if they get personal fouls early. They need to set a tone that you're not going to whoop me in my own front yard in front of my mama.
And for the Broncos, too, this is gut check time. There's been a lot of rumors circulating around the uncertainty of, head coach Vance Joseph. A lot of talk around him being dismissed after week 17. The Broncos, some of the players are frustrated with Vance Joseph not going for it on 4th-and-1 against the Browns late in that fourth quarter. So there is some tension here. There's a lot to play for, a lot of pride. This Broncos team this year, surprisingly, is very, very close-knit. They're very tight. They all have each other's back. You couldn't really say that last year. It didn't seem like that from the outside. But, we talk with Broncos safety Will Parks every week on the Lockdown Broncos podcast. They're a very tight-knit unit. He said they still have a lot to play for. It's a big, big week for them. For the Broncos to go into Oakland and have a chance to win this matchup, it all starts with Case Keenum offensively. Case Keenum has to take control. He has to be aggressive. He cannot play passive. We saw him throw the ball short of the sticks on third down multiple times against the Browns and against the 49ers. He's got to take chances. He's got to take shots. You only have two games left in the regular season. You're on the road, hostile territory. You cannot be scared of the moment. And Case Keenum's got to come out and from the very beginning, take a shot. You got to take a shot and see what you get, and that'll obviously generate some momentum. The Broncos have to open up the running game with Phillip Lindsay, so a tight end, either Matt LaCosse or Brian Parker or Deshaun Hamilton, Tim Patrick, Cortland Sutton, a wide receiver. One of these guys has to become a weapon that keeps the Raiders' defense a little bit honest in this matchup because they're going to go a little bit more man coverage, and the Broncos have to find a way to adjust to get Phillip Lindsay free. Defensively, you have to find a way to get, your hands on the opposing wide receivers. You have to figure out how to stop Jared Cook, who will line up in the slot at times, who will line up down in a three technique, and he's going to get his hand in the dirt and try to get vertical, try to go cross face. The Broncos had to find a way to slow down the tight end. If you can jam, you know, Jordy Nelson, Seth Roberts, and create it to where Derek Carr doesn't have that much time to throw the football, that is going to be the Broncos' key to this game. Derek Carr, 19 of 20 passing against the Broncos in that first matchup in that first half. Quick passing game. That's what teams are trying to utilize against this team to neutralize Von Miller, Bradley Chubb. Make it more difficult for Derek Carr to get the ball out of his hands quickly. Generate pressure. Generate, obviously, you know, tough coverage, press coverage. Make it difficult for him and his reads. And obviously try to make somebody else beat you. You know, whether that be, you know, the running back out of the backfield, Doug Martin. I think a lot of things in this matchup for the Broncos, if they want to have a chance defensively to win this game, you have to get to Derek Carr. If not, he's going to look to connect with Jared Cook, and the Broncos simply cannot allow a tight end to have a big game once again. So really, that's it for our keys to the game. And Q, I love doing this, and it's kind of bittersweet, man, because we only get to do this twice a year. We always love talking Broncos. We always love talking Raiders football. The historic matchup. Obviously, a lot of changes in store for the Raiders coming up this offseason. As for the Broncos, we got to do an AFC West summit with all the other guys around the locked on AFC West, you know, where we're at with the Broncos, Chargers, and Chiefs. That might be something we do in the offseason, but it's been fun talking football with you this year, man. And I definitely look forward to when we get to do these crossovers next season. And if you're a listener of Locked On Raiders, I love talking football with anybody and everybody. I cover the Broncos, I cover the National Football League as a whole. You can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. And if you're a listener of Locked On Broncos, I really highly encourage you to follow your boy Q on Twitter at your boy Q254. One of the best followers you can have on Twitter. Check him out. He does a lot of great stuff. Co-host of Unnecessary Roughness on ESPN Central Texas. Q, I appreciate you, man. Is there any closing thoughts you want to share?
I just wanted to know what your thoughts are on if Vance Joseph is relieved, if he's a victim of Black Monday, you know what I mean, if he's done after week 17, are you okay? Is the Bronco fan base, are they okay if John Elway looks the old guy in Mike Shanahan and bring him back?
I think ultimately it's a very intriguing idea to bring Mike Shanahan back, maybe as a head coach and Gary Kubiak as the offensive coordinator, to see what these guys can do with, you know, Royce Freeman and Philip Lindsay, and maybe more so with Case Keenum, maybe something that suits his strengths a little bit more on the play action rollout rather than dropping back. It's certainly intriguing. However, with all the reports, all the stuff that's going on, Broncos president, you know, and CEO of operations right now, Joe Ellis, will not allow that to happen. And that's kind of been the bombshell that we're going to be following as well. But more than likely, Vance Joseph, from what I've been told on the inside, he's done after week 17. So the Broncos will probably have a new head coach in 2019.
All right. Well, fair enough. I will say one more thing before I let you go, that on that Monday night, if that is the last game ever played in Oakland for the Raiders, it must be a W for the Oakland Raiders. I'm just saying, I know the Broncos have a lot that they're fighting for as well, and they want to win, but if the Oakland Raiders are going to close out the Coliseum, they're going to close it out the right way with a W. So I'm just going to throw that out there to the Denver Bronco fans. Just throwing it out there.
The Broncos look to spoil possibly the last time the Raiders play at Oakland Coliseum. I'm Cody Rourke, host of Locked On Broncos, speaking for your boy Q, host of Locked On Raiders. We'll see you this Monday for this exciting AFC West divisional matchup.
So there it is. There it was, man. That was it right there. The crossover edition, probably one of the best of the year. And I've had about four or five that have just been outstanding. Cody Rourke, this is actually the second time I talked to him. He is awesome. He is the guy. Definitely appreciate him joining me on the podcast at Cody Rourke NFL. That's at CodyRourkNFL. Covers the NFL like a glove, but also covers the Broncos like a glove. And really appreciate his time. Really appreciate all his insight and a good conversation. And he's really accessible, easy to get a hold of. So definitely give him a follow. Check out what he's got going on and take a look behind the curtain, man. See what the Broncos got going on as they head into the Oakland Coliseum for what could be the very last time that the Raiders play in Oakland ever. Just throwing that out there, man. So definitely give my man a chance and give my man a look at Cody Rourke NFL on Twitter. So good stuff right there. Coming up on Thursday's edition, got a lot of calls I got to get to from that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, including one from PE in North Carolina that is an outstanding call. Again, PE in North Carolina with an outstanding call that I want to get to. I will address in full, and I look forward to it. That'll be on Thursday's edition. Until then, as always, Raider Nation, just win, baby.